Joe McKenzie. The number is 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl had an interesting story about a girl that was upset, which to me sounds like the dumbest reason ever. What's going on, Liv?
So she was upset after her first date. So both of these people I am friends with. And so my guy friend contacted me and he was like, you know, I went on a first date with the girl and I really liked her, but she's so upset and I just don't know if this is a valid reason or not. So he showed up to the date and he was wearing this tie-dye shirt that had a kitten's face on it. So a very recognizable shirt. And
I was like, right off the bat, red flag.
But he wore
kitten or tie-dye.
Both. And they were going to like this art fair. So he shows up in this t-shirt.
Okay, I guess art fair appropriate.
Yes, it was appropriate for the mood. And so he showed up in it, and the girl that he was on a date with noticed that the shirt was not his. And she was like, where did you get that shirt? Like, I know the girl who owns that shirt. There's not multiples of these shirts. Like, how did you get it?
The drama
ensues.
And
it was because he had had a one-night stand with that girl. And leaving the one-night stand, that's the shirt that he wore home.
Yikes.
So the girl he was on a first date with was really upset and was like, how are you going to take me out on a first date when you're wearing another girl's shirt from a one-night stand you had that we both know and we're both friends with?
Was this like back-to-back days, like a Friday into a Saturday, or just like time had passed?
No, time had passed. I mean, it had been months.
Okay, then she's psycho.
The actual girl's shirt or the shirt that she had given to the guy? I'm just curious.
No, it was like her shirt, and he wore it home from her house the next morning.
Was this guy a size small?
it was like an oversized shirt.
Okay. This whole story has more plot twists.
Yeah, like, I'm like,
I don't think any of them should be dating anybody.
So she's just so upset because she's like, I can't believe you would wear that. Like, that just like is disrespectful to me. That's like kind of gross to me that you would wear another girl's shirt from a one-night stand while you're taking me out on a first date. And he's like, you know, the past is the past.
And dude is very much, I like the shirt. Who cares?
Exactly. He's like, well, it doesn't matter where it came from. And she's just like, no, that is kind of like weird and grimy and disrespectful.
As long as it was washed, I think personally she's being irrational. 833-563-2539. And I would say the same thing if a guy, if the rules were reversed and the girl was wearing a shirt that a dude had from a one-night stand.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would. It's a shirt.
I would,
Liv,
honestly.
No, because you look into stuff way too much. It's just a shirt.
Take out the one-night stand aspect t-shirt of this. Would you be weirded out if Lindsay, your wife, per se, wore like a necklace that another man had given to her?
Oh,
but
my
just
gosh.
Because she just simply loved the necklace.
This is just like the teddy bear, Joe, that
this
you have such an
even,
issue with.
What's the teddy
Liv,
bear for those listening who
isn't
don't remember?
Even close.
What is it?
And go
briefly,
ahead.
Briefly.
Okay,
what is
briefly,
it?
The teddy bear is a teddy bear that she got from her ex that she still keeps till this day.
And it bugs
and
Joe.
It bothers Joe. It's the same thing.
So if Lindsay wore a necklace.
I don't think Lindsay should have a teddy bear in bed from me or anybody because she's an adult woman. That's what bothers
but
me.
But if she wore a necklace simply because she liked the necklace, but it was from an ex and it ended well. I mean, they're like friends. It wasn't weird. Would that bother you?
If it did bother me, I think we'd talk about that when we got married. But just a casual date, which this whole conversation is about, you guys are taking it to the next level.
No, but it just goes to show.
No, absolutely not.
If
it's not that big of a
deal. If someone wears something from a previous relationship or has a keepsake, should it matter? Does it bug you?
That would bother the hell out of
you. Gotta turn your microphone on.
Porkchop says he would be bugged out.
That would bother the hell out of me.
Well, that's because you're insecure then, too. This is an insecurity issue. Am I wrong? 833-563-2539.
It's so easy to label someone as insecure.
Why do you care, Mackenzie, then?
It's not insecure at all.
Because it's not insecure. I feel like it's disrespectful. If someone's like, that bothers me, you should respect the person you're currently in a relationship and say, okay, I realize this bothers you. You can say, oh, you're looking at naked women on the computer. Oh, you're just insecure. You can fire that at people all the time. I just think that's
so
such a lame excuse.
So you have to then in a relationship change everything about yourself if the person doesn't like it.
No, but if Lindsay came to you and was like, you know what, Joe, it bothers me. It makes me feel I don't like it when you do this because it doesn't make me feel good. Then if it's no big to you, you should be like, okay, well, I won't wear that. I have a million shirts.
We're going way down a path, and maybe that's true as a relationship progresses, but hold on. original thing.
Right.
First date t-shirt from another girl. Not this long, long drawn out. This is how you make me feel. And that's why I'm saying this is such a blown out of proportion thing by this girl.
I think there is a red flag here somewhere. Either it's a red flag that the guy wore this shirt from a past fling.
I honestly think a dude is like, I just like the shirt.
Or it's a red flag that this girl is getting so upset about it when it's just a first date. I just want to know who is the red flag on.
It's on the woman. It's got to be, right?
I want to, when you start dating, it should be fresh and new. No remnants of the past.
All right. Well, guys, make sure you're listening about that when it comes to those shirts.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Liv the Web Girl's got a buddy in. Is this a red flag or what? Explain to everybody what happened on this date he did.
Okay, so he shows up to a first date with the girl, and the girl recognizes the shirt from a mutual friend that they both know. And he's like, yeah, no, I got it from when I had a one-night stand with her. I went home the next morning.
At least he was like legit, just honest.
Right, and she was like, how dare you wear that to our first date. So yeah, but on Facebook, Lindsay Williams, I think, has the best comment. She said, I think they need to stop hooking up in their friend circle and broaden their horizons. Girlfriend, I've been telling them this for years. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Crisis averted. Yeah.
So this really opens up the question, does it matter if you keep something, if you wear something, maybe even a piece of furniture from a past relationship, if it bugs your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, significant other?
Laurel, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Good, how you doing?
I am just so upset about this little argument here.
Well, what do you think?
I think he is setting the tone for the entire future of this relationship, and that the red flag is completely on him. What is he looking for? Another one-night stand, or is he looking for something serious?
It's a t-shirt. You're talking about a t-shirt.
I know, but this is a very first date. This is a very significant moment. This is the beginning of something important, or should be the beginning of something important. And here he is just traipsing in with this kitten t-shirt. Are you kidding me?
All right, I think you guys are hung up on the tie-dye and kitten.
I am hung up
let's
on this
not be tie-dye.
Kitten t-shirt.
Okay. Tie-dye is in now.
I'm not hating.
Let's not be hung up
is
on the tie-dye.
Is this guy like really sexy, super hot? Because only someone extremely, really, really good looking, as Zoolander would say, could pull this off.
He is hot, but the tie-dye's like back in. So that's not the point.
Liv's, that's the biggest point. Liv's fighting today. Nothing else. Like, listen, tie-dye and cats are cool. Rainey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. What you want to say?
Well, I want to say that I think it's kind of childish to be worried about where someone's getting a shirt from on the first date, but he's an idiot to tell her the details he did about the damn shirt. So, I mean, you know, for me, that would be the first and last date, but for her to be that concerned about it, I think she needs to check herself a little bit on that one, because that's also irrelevant.
Maybe they're perfect for each other then. They're both full of
Maybe
drama.
Maybe they are.
We'll see them on Cops in
Good point.
Coming episode. Thank you, Rainey, for calling in this morning. We'll go to Tina. Hey, Tina, what do you think?
Well, I think the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. Like, why is this girl going on a date with a guy that she knows had a one-night stand with her friend?
Yeah, that's a good point.
She didn't know, and it's like it's not like her bestie, her best friend. It's just like a girl that they both know.
Well, look, when I went to college, you know who the people are that are hooking up with people. So it's absolutely ridiculous for this girl to pick a dude if she had any other expectations than that.
What if he was really good, and that's why she wanted to give it a try?
Well, then she shouldn't care about the damn shirt.
Yeah, then she shouldn't care about t-shirt. You're right.
Tina's been too tired. No, hey, thank you, Tina, for calling in. We'll wrap it up with Veronica. There, Veronica Vaughn. Hey, Veronica, what do you want to say?
Hi. I would just like to go back to the first lady, how she is absolutely correct that it is a first date. But they don't know each other romantically enough to really get upset about something so small. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Veronica, hey, we appreciate your opinion. Thank you for calling us. Hey, we got this on Facebook. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. And if you're in Houston, just search for Radio Now Houston. Let us know what you think here. Red flags, just overreaction? We'll find out from you. All right, last week, McKenzie had to get a new phone.
Yes, my phone number was given away.
Because you lost Dare Dice.
Interesting. I've lost Dare Dice twice in a row. Did I lose twice? No, I got to shove cake in your face. So I lost, you lost, and then I lost the time before. So I feel like it's Chops or Liv's turn to go down just because.
Yeah, Liv was gone last week.
We've been getting the punishments.
I haven't lost in a while.
Well, fingers crossed. Liv and Pork Chop will be next on Instagram Live.